You just have to listen.
With Misty Jordan.
Bring it.
Remember Antoine Dotson?
Yeah.
The guy that was in down south and was talking about, you know, how somebody broke into his house. And here's, if you don't remember, here's what happened.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
He came out and said that he was gay.
Yeah.
He later said he changed his mind and said that he wasn't gay.
Whoa.
And that he got a girl pregnant. Well, she had her baby. They now have a son. And he said that, I guess a reporter asked him, if your son is gay, you know, how will you feel? He said he'll support him. He said, I would understand because I've been there before and I would try to help him and help him get help, end quote.
Well, I don't, that, I'm lost.
That's what he said.
But he would help him get...
He did, because he would say, you know, that he doesn't believe in being gay now.
So he would...
Which is why he got somebody pregnant. Yeah, so he's saying that if his son is gay, he said, I would understand because it's happened to me. So I wouldn't judge my son for being gay.
I mean...
But I would try to help him get help.
Is there an ungay process that you could take him through?
According
I don't know.
According to Antoine Dotson, yes, because he said he's not gay anymore. Donald Sterling is suing the NBA for $1 billion. He claims that he was unconstitutionally bullied out of the NBA.
Wow.
He filed a federal lawsuit Friday claiming the NBA booted him from the league based on what he called an illegal recording that was publicized and painting him as a racist. No word yet on what the NBA plans to do with
this. He's already not going to be able to spend the $1.9 billion because he's going to be dead.
Absolutely. Now he wants, yeah.
Another, what the hell?
Biggie's son that he had with Faith. Remember, Biggie,
yeah.
He was very young when Biggie was shot and killed. Well, he graduated from high school this weekend. And Faith was there, of course.
Must
in
I
attendance.
Hope so.
Yes, this is Biggie's only son.
Yeah.
And she tweeted, you know, my firstborn, you know, I'm so proud. So congratulations to Biggie's baby.
And he kind of looked like Biggie, too.
He does kind of look like him.
Yeah, he looked a little bit more like Faith, but he really favors Biggie.
Class of 2014, Christopher Wallace Jr.